Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
All right, welcome to the Balance. Hello, Gary Snyder Show. It's Hump Day, and then it's my Friday. And let's get this long weekend started. It is Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for? Give us a call, 917-889-8516. Tell you what, we've got a really good show packed up for you today, and we're going to get into that right here in just a minute. We're going to team up with 1400 WBAT and Marion and the Gary Snyder Show right here on the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis. We'll be right back. That's right, for the Thanksgiving edition of the Balance / Gary Snyder Show.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
His name is Gobbles.
Gosh!
And
all right, welcome back to the Balance, Slow Scary Snyder Show. My name's Tom Marquis. I'm host of the Balance here on the Balance Radio Network. We are streamed coast to coast. So glad that you could join us right here on the Balance Radio Network on Hump Day before Thanksgiving. And for most of you, just like myself, this is my Friday. Make sure tomorrow you guys join in. Same bat time, same bat channel. Only best of. If there is any best of. best of tomorrow and best of on Friday. My show, The Balance, and the Gary Snyder Show, 1400 WBAT, in Marion. And we're going to team back up with him in just a moment here. As soon as he gets out of his news break here, we'll join up with him. Coming up, we're going to be talking to a guest about this right to work. Are you for it? Are you against it? I know that that has split the state of Indiana. Obviously, we've talked about it here on our show quite frequently. And, you know, I was just talking to Brian Bosma the other day, and hopefully we can get him on the show one day this next week and talk to us a little bit about you know, what's going on in the Indiana House as far as right to work. And we've got a guest coming up. We're gonna break that down for you. And you know, our digits here, 917-889-8516. We'll get you in if you want to chime in on the discussion. We'd love to talk with you about your thoughts on right to work. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Is it something that's not needed? And we're gonna get into that discussion right here when we team back up with the Gary Snyder Show. Right here on the Balance Radio Network. We'll be right back for our simulcast with the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBHE in Marion.
Arms, handguns, and shotguns with one of the biggest inventories around at the best prices, period. They also deal in NFA items such as silencers, short-barreled rifles, and yes, you can even buy a machine gun from 21st Century Firearms. Check them out online, 21stCenturyFirearms.com, or you can shop them online at shop.21stCenturyFirearms.com. Store hours are 10 to 6, Monday through Friday. Saturdays are open from 9 to 4. Any questions, give them a call, 260-824-5530.
This is Don Rumsfeld, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house,
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house,
maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K-car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd
buy you love. If I had $1 million,
I'd build a
tree. All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Before we get to our guest, I need to let you know, if you haven't heard it already, I recently bought new carpet for my home. What a harrowing process, I'm telling you. But when I was looking for that new carpet, I did what everybody else did. I went to the big home improvement box stores, and I found something was missing. You know what it is. Service. Then a friend recommended Lehman Floor Covering in Huntington. Not only did Lehman Floor Covering have all the top brands of carpeting, Mohawk, Stainmaster, Baylo, Shaw, and the list goes on and on. They also had that special something that was missing from all of those big home improvement box stores. That's right. Lehman's Floor Covering in Huntington had great customer service, paid attention to detail, and that personal touch. So if you're looking for new carpet, hardwood floors, tile, laminate, vinyl, heck, they even specialize in new baths and kitchens and carry H&K countertops made right here in Marion. Lehman Floor Covering will have what you need when you need it with the customer service you deserve. Lehman Floor Covering is your one-stop shop from ceiling to floor. And you know what? They wouldn't have been in business for over 50 years if they weren't doing it exactly right. Give them a call, 260-356-7226. Again, 260-356-7226. Ask for Todd and get that free estimate. You can also visit them online at laymanfloorcovering.com. Just head on into their newly expanded store at 1940 Aetna Avenue, just up the road in Huntington. All right, now, as always at this time, we're joined by Tom Marquis in the Balance Radio Network. Welcome, Tom.
Welcome, and happy hump day, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I cannot wait to stuff my face with some tryptophan and football.
I am counting it down myself.
Well, it's going to be a very good day to just sit back and relax and take a long weekend, some time with family and friends. And it's always good. This time of year is always good to reflect on what you do have and not what you don't have. So, which is a good segue into what we're about to talk about, and that is Indiana's right to work law. So, Gary, go ahead. Or tentative bill, I should say, not law.
We're joined by Kip too. He falls on the opposite political affiliation than what you're used to on this station. We had Brian Howie on yesterday to talk about it, our regular guest on Tuesday. We've also had Abdul Hakeem Shabazz on today to talk about it. Senator Jim Banks, who, by the way, says hi, Kip.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Apologize. I'm at Kroger I'm at Marsh doing some last minute shopping for tomorrow. But I was hoping my cell phone's still working pretty well. Yeah, I can hear you guys. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody listening.
Well, thanks a lot. And again, I don't know if you heard, but our good friend Jim Banks was on just before you, and he wants to pass along holiday greetings to you.
Well, if he's listening, then holiday greetings to Jim, and I hope he has a safe and fruitful Thanksgiving.
Well, Kip, before we get into the right to work legislation, and again, the Republicans have decided they are going to make this their top priority in the General Assembly coming in January. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I'm the former Democratic state chairman, also the former Democratic chairman for Indianapolis, and was the state chair for Barack Obama's campaign and wrote a book about Barack Obama winning Indiana. The name of the book is Journey to Blue, How Barack Obama Won Indiana in 2008. So I guess what you would call me is a Democratic political hack.
That's okay, because we have plenty of Republican political hacks on here all the time. All right, first question to you. The Republicans have decided to make right to work their top legislative priority. Tell us why Indiana should not become a right to work state.
Well, it'll be no surprise to you all that I think it's a misnomer to call it right to work, because what it essentially does is it has the state interfere in a contract. Essentially, state laws that exist now says Corporation A has the ability to enter into a contract with Labor Union B and make Labor Union B the exclusive, have the exclusive contractual right to provide labor, so that everybody that then works for that corporation that's in a labor-related job is required to join the union. What this legislation would do would say, no, the state knows better than the corporation and the labor union what to do, and would then say you cannot enter into those kind of contracts. And so it's always interesting to me that conservatives are inconsistent on this point, because normally they don't want folks to be able to – they don't want the state to be able to interfere on in a contractual right, but in this instance they do. Why it's bad for Indiana, I think people will argue about statistics and studies and those types of things, but I think that in most right-to-work states, you have a lower standard of living, you have lower wages, you have lower educational achievement, all kind of things that you use as markers as to whether your state's doing well or not. So I think in a time in this country when we have the largest separation between the rich and the poor. Income disparity is greater than it has been any time since the Great Depression. I don't think we need to be in a situation where we are encouraging wages to get lower.
Now, if you're just joining the Gary Snyder Show, we're speaking with Kip Toe. Am I saying that right?
No,
Two.
Like
we're speaking with Kip Toe about the right-to-work legislation coming up in the General Assembly in January. Now, talking with Brian Howard and Abdul, there seems to be the indication, or at least the assumption anyway, that Democrats may not even show up for the start of the legislative season, not walking out because there won't be a quorum there to actually start the General Assembly. What do you know about that, and do you support something like that?
I don't know anything about that. As you know, during the last legislative session when Republicans put the right-to-work bill on the agenda, Democrats left and went to Illinois. It is a very important issue to Democrats, and it ought to be an important issue to people statewide. I know there's some folks who don't support unions. They obviously have a right to their opinion, but I think that history shows that labor unions have been one of the greatest forces for good in America. They have created the middle class. They gave us weekends. They gave us a 40-hour work week. They helped give us health care. When you begin to, and this does more than begin, but when you start to destroy the labor union, you make corporations too powerful. And you know, corporations exist to make profit, as they should. They have to answer to their shareholders. That's who they're supposed to answer to. They don't answer to their employees, and they don't answer to the public at large. They're supposed to answer to their shareholders. And so we decided a long time ago in this country that labor unions were a good sort of check on unbridled greed. And when we get rid of labor unions, that unbridled greed will just come back.
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, you know, and certainly it's a pleasure to have you on the show here. And I guess, you know, I just want to just jump right into this. And obviously, I'm not hiding the fact that of my position on this, which is completely opposite of yours. Now my question, but that's okay. You know, I love to have. I'm not closed-minded or anything. My one of my biggest things. Okay, my wife's a teacher, for example, and obviously the teachers' union supposedly is there to help them. And just to kind of give you an idea, and I understand that IPS is different than a lot of other school systems. My wife is a school teacher for IPS, Arlington High School, as you know, all the issues that are going on there. Been working without a contract for quite a long time, an official contract. So my question would be, if what makes unions so good, and if they're so good, why is union members the smallest percentage of the working class people in America?
Well, that didn't used to be that way. First thing I would say with respect to the situation your wife finds herself in, it's hard for me to comment on specific instances. There's no doubt that there are instances of abuse when it comes to unions, when it comes to corporations, when it comes to a whole variety of things in American life. Nothing's perfect. Unions aren't perfect. Unions have engaged in all kinds of abuse over the years. However, the structural system is what's important. I mean, you can pick out instances of corruption, abuse, all those types of things wherever you want, but you still have to have in place the structural balance that allows folks to gather together in a union and force employees to deal with them. Otherwise, as I said before, you'll have unbridled greed return. There's lots of situations, and I don't want to speak specifically to the IPS situation because I'm not familiar with why they don't have a contract or what's going on there.
Well, let me ask you this, Kip. You know, one of the arguments made is that being a right-to-work state, we will gain more jobs in Indiana than what we currently have. And the example that a lot of Republicans throw out is the Harley-Davidson that thought about relocating to Indiana but didn't because we weren't a right-to-work state. How do you respond to that? And does this any legislation just apply to public unions or to private unions?
With respect to the Harley-Davidson issue, I'm sure that they would prefer to locate in states where they don't have to deal with unions. I would guess a lot of corporations would be in that situation. You know, it's unfortunate that we compete state to state on these types of things in a lot of ways, but I do know that's the reality of life. And I also know that the reality of life is that where you in states where you have right to work, which is, I think, again, a bad name for what this is, wages are lower. And, you know, Mississippi and Alabama aren't kicking our butts in job creation. Ohio, Michigan, Illinois, other states, you know, Indiana is not faring as well as we could be in the country. But I don't think it has anything at all to do with the fact that we have not been a right to work state. We've been a state that doesn't do right to work since, I think, the 50s or maybe the early 60s. What was the second part of your question? I'm sorry.
Now, the legislation that the Republicans are touting in the General Assembly or will be touting in the General Assembly in January, does that deal with just private unions like the UAW or does that get into public employee unions also?
I believe that they're exempting out firefighters, police, and teachers' unions. Of course, the governor didn't recognize the UAW, the Unity Team, or AFSCME. I think his first day of office, one of the first things he did was cancel the executive order that allowed for collective bargaining for those. So for state government public workers, there is no collective bargaining right. But I think the legislation, although I've not seen it yet, but I think from news reports that I've gotten or other people that I've heard from, it's not going to include teachers, firefighters, or police officers.
All right, Tom, last question for Kip.
Well, I mean, I hate to be that guy that goes to numbers and points to things of states that are working in that it's working in, but. You know, a recent study certainly pointed out between 1993 and 2009, right-to-work states created jobs twice as quickly as states that were forced into unionism where unionism is permitted. Also, the poverty level is higher by about 3 to 5% in states where there is not right-to-work. So, I guess where I'm trying to see is right-to-work or not right-to-work, however you want to word it, create more jobs and decrease poverty, which is what you're saying that you're trying to accomplish. I don't see that being accomplished in states that have right-to-work states.
Well, like I said, you know, different folks look at different studies, and I don't have mine with me because I'm actually in Marsh. You can probably hear the music in the background. But I can certainly forward you a study that I read just last week that says the opposite. You know, unfortunately, I don't know that we're going to get agreement on what it does. But I mean, it just stands to reason, as far as I'm concerned, that the reason that major corporations, the Chamber of Commerce, Indiana Manufacturers Association, are trying to get this legislation passed because they want to weaken the hand of unions. And so I don't think there's any doubt about that. I don't think that those folks would deny it. They want the upper hand with unions. And the reason they want the upper hand is because they don't want to pay people as much to work.
Well, hey, Kip, I want to thank you for joining us. Say anything you wanted to, cover before we let you go.
No, hey, I appreciate the opportunity to come on the show. I know that you guys are a conservative show, but I appreciate the fact that you're letting the other side have voice. So, call me anytime. I'm happy to talk.
Well, hey, Kip, thanks a lot. And do you want to give people where they can get in touch, Facebook, website, Twitter, any of that stuff?
My Twitter handle is Kip2, K-I-P-T-E-W. That's about it.
Thanks a lot, Kip, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And, boy, fight those crowds there.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'm about to get in line to check out. See y'all. Have a good, happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Kip.
All right. Well, did you get the answers you wanted, Tom?
Well, I got the answers I expected. and that's fine. I mean, like I said, I'm totally open to dialogue. I'm a big anti-union guy. I know that doesn't make me the most popular guy in the world, but I absolutely just want. I think unions are a dying breed. I think they represent a part of our country that, when you utilize properly, yes, I can see where it has its benefits. But when you have guys like Jimmy Hoffa Jr., leading organizations like the UAW, and you have people that are in unions that say, oh, I pay my $70 a month or whatever the hell it is, you have to pay me that amount of money. And then you have people that – then you have unions that are basically saying, okay, you don't want to pay us? We're going to have our workers go through the union shop. You don't want to pay us? Fine. We'll find another way to do it. So it starts. Here's how it starts, Gary. Okay, you're wanting to build a new commercial building. Okay, now we have to charge more to the person buying or even a house. So let's just say a house. Keep it simple. You're wanting to build a house. Okay, the contractors have to pay a certain wage. Well, they don't even know if they've earned that pay or not, but we have to pay them that. So, which means because we have to pay that, our costs are more. Bottom line is, companies go into business, including the radio station that we're on and all of our sponsors, they're in business to make a profit. That profit margin is where they want it to be at or higher. They adjust the price of goods according to. And one of the biggest things that businesses have to deal with is payroll. And when you're paying somebody a certain wage, just because, without merit of their ability — I'm all for paying people for what they're worth and their ability — but just because you're a member of the UAW, for example, doesn't mean that you can make a car better than somebody who isn't a member of the UAW, and they can excel and deserve more money because they work harder. You're rewarded for what you do. You don't work hard, you're not rewarded for that. But with a union, they would have you to believe that because they pay us our union dues, you now have to pay us this amount of money. Union is what it is. It's united. But the thing is, it's a dying breed. And like I
and it is, Tom, and I hate to interrupt here, but we do have to take a break, and I know we have another guest coming on here in a few, right?
We do not yet. I don't know. I haven't heard back from her, but – possibly.
Okay, well, let's take a break, and we'll be right back here on the Gary Snyder Show here in just a few.
Appreciate it. All right, welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. What are your thoughts? And that's okay if you don't agree with me. We love having you as a listener. Give us a call, 917-889-8516. Tell us, what are your thoughts? Right to work, union, non-union? We certainly want to know. We want to hear from you as well. My name is Saul Marquis, El Presidente, and you're listening to the Balance Radio Network right here across the United States on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Go!
All right, welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Mark with El Presidente. So glad that you could join us on a Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and an exciting day it is to be thankful. What are you thankful for? I tell you what, though, a lot of you guys are traveling. I hope you're safe when you're hitting the airports about now across the United States here, and maybe you're listening to us on your phones or your laptops while you're sitting there in the airport, Chicago O'Hare or Atlanta or wherever you might be, Indianapolis, and you're just trying to get home. Well, just be patient. Your plane will get you there. It doesn't look like there's any major delays as far as weather goes at the moment. Now, I tell you what, speaking of weather, holiday did get off to a soggy start in parts of the country Wednesday, as millions of Americans had to deal with different types of weather issues. But, hey, it's the sacrifice that you make to go home, right? There's a reason Thanksgiving only comes around once a year. I'll be at my brother's. I love my family to death. I really do. They're great people, and I'm blessed to have them. But it is great to go, and it's also great to come home and just relax. I tell you what. You know what? I'm excited, and I think we'll probably get into this when we team back up with the 1400 WBAT and Marion and the Gary Snyder Show. I always – one of the great things about Thanksgiving is not the family, is not the turkey. Yeah, that's right. You guessed. Did you expect me to say anything else but football? I'll tell you what, there's going to be some really good games going on, and one of the games that I'm really excited to watch is for a chance – for the first time in a long time, I think we're going to see a very, very good game up in Detroit. And I know we have our friends up there, WROM, listening in, go Lions, right? But the Lions host unbeaten Packers in Thanksgiving clash. I'll tell you what, I really think this is going to be a good game. I think this is going to be a fantastic game. And the Detroit losing on Thanksgiving has become just as much about the Thanksgiving tradition at Turkey, and you just don't expect to see the Lions win on Thanksgiving. But I tell you what, that could all change this year, and the Packers are unbeaten. This is an exciting game. And now, granted, it won't be easy. That's for sure. The Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers are a pretty powerful team this year. And, we're certainly going to jump right into that when we team back up with the Gary Snyder Show. But I tell you what, exciting games. And of course, you've got the Dallas game going on. What are some of your family traditions? We'd love to hear them. 917-889-889-8516. Do you watch a certain game every year together as a family? What is it about Thanksgiving that is a tradition in your household? Do you know what that is? I guess we've got some open lines here, 917-889-8516. Give us a call. My name is Saul Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you could join us on a Wednesday before Thanksgiving. It is hump day. It's a great day. It's a Friday for most people. So glad that you could join us. And we'll be right back right here on the Balance Radio Network.
WBAT. Welcome back. Now, you heard the Anytime Fitness ad. Four things to remember. I know you got turkey on the brain, but just pay attention closely. We only have another 20 minutes to go. Anytime Fitness Marion, they're located next to Marsh North. Number one, memberships at Anytime Fitness Marion start at less than $1 a day. Number two, Anytime Fitness Marion, you go in, sign up for a one-year membership, mention my name, the show's name, WBAT, and it doesn't even have to be in a good way. They will give you 2 free months on top of your one-year membership. Number three, Anytime Fitness Marion. That membership is good at any Anytime Fitness across the U.S. And finally, Anytime Fitness Marion is open 24/7. The only place in Marion, the only workout place in Marion that is open 24/7, workout on your schedule, not the gym schedule. All right, and as always at this time, we're joined by Tom Marquis in the Balance Radio Network. Welcome, Tom.
It's always good to be back. I'm losing my voice, but it's good to be back. I can use that couple days of rest of my voice.
Well, you get at least one. Well, two, I guess.
Yeah, I'll get two, and then Saturday morning we'll be live with the Balanced Gridiron as usual.
All right, Tom. Just a little bit of football news today. Rumors are circulating that Urban Meyer will be the new head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes. I think that's still in a little flux right now. Several news agencies are reporting that he is hired, and he has not said he has said that he has not accepted anything yet. What's the latest?
Well, here's the thing. It's still exactly that. It's technically not an official announcement. I think ESPN hit the launch button too soon. You know, when you get stories like this, all the networks want to be that guy that breaks it. But here's what I do believe. I think there has been an offer there. I think it's kind of a sealed offer right now from the public and the media. I think they're giving the politically correct answers at the moment. I think the story is too hot, too many sources, too many big-time sources are reporting this to be true. Now, here's the thing. They want to be very, very cautious because, one, Fickell is in the middle of coaching these guys, and he stepped in an emergency situation and knew that he was only going to be there a short time, and he's going to be the assistant coach, as I understand it, with Urban Meyer. Now my personal speculation on that is this. Come Saturday, Sunday, perhaps even Monday, because of the holiday, we'll have the official announcement. There's not been no announcement from Urban Meyer that he's going to take the job at Ohio State. I would say unofficially that we are really, really, this is one of these stories that you know that's out there that you can't report to be official, but by all my sources and everybody I've talked to and all the stories that I saw, Urban Meyer will be the next head coach at Ohio State. And I don't think that it's a myth. I don't think it's any type of urban myth. Man, that was good. I didn't even try, brother. I didn't even try. That was good.
Let me ask you this, because I remember back when Luke Fickell was hired as the Ohio State head football coach. To me, it did not appear that there was an interim before that head football coach, and didn't he sign a 3-year contract with the Buckeyes?
He did, and I think that, there again, that was just a matter of formality, because Ohio State is – it doesn't get any better than Ohio State. It might get equal, and I know you're going to say, yeah, Notre Dame, you can coach Notre Dame. It's still, it doesn't get any better. It might get equal. Notre Dame might be equal to Ohio State, but coaching Ohio State is the primo of primo jobs. So they want to make sure they get the right guy. So they wanted to make sure, they didn't know how long it was going to take them. So, yeah, Fickell did sign a 3-year contract. And there again, out of respect to Fickell, I think that is one reason why you don't see Urban Meyer saying, yeah, I've taken the job. But I think behind closed doors, Fickell knows, Urban Meyer knows, but I think they don't want the distraction. I think they're still trying to get some things together. And, you know, they might still squeak out a halfway decent bowl game. So I think they want to focus on that right now. So I think that's where we're at. We'll put it this way. I will be highly, highly shocked. And it would be one of the biggest sparse in media ever if this doesn't come true. It's true. We all know it. We're all talking about it. And we'll certainly talk about it in great lengths on the Balanced Gridiron on Saturday morning. But, yeah, we know it. It's there. Urban Meyer, if you want my thoughts, is Urban Meyer's the next head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes. But the official answer is he's not taking the job yet.
But, I mean, you sit there, and what I find funny is they don't want this to be a distraction. What the hell is it now?
Oh, it's a distraction, all right. Absolutely. And you know, you're right. You're absolutely right. But I think they just want to do it on their time, and I think they want to just get through this weekend and see what happens with the game on Saturday and see what happens there and move forward from there. Obviously, Ohio State, as they've shown when they were up here at Purdue, that they aren't playing Ohio State football. And
well,
that's
you know,
a
let
big,
me ask
big
you this,
note.
Because was Luke Fickell, do you think Luke Fickell was told that, hey, you got maybe the end of this season and we're bringing in Urban Meyer or someone else?
Oh, I think absolutely I was. I think he knew that. I think he knew that going in. I would be highly shocked if he didn't at least know it but didn't know. Maybe they didn't sit down and have dinner with him and say, hey, this is what we're going to do. But I think that he knew the way that what was going to turn out. And when you coach Ohio State, even if it's for a year or 2 years, one season, or even a half a season, I mean, it doesn't look any better on your resume than that. And so I don't think he's going to complain too much. They're going to pay him through his contract, whether or not they hire Urban Meyer or not. You know, and I don't know. But, you know, obviously Urban Meyer is going to demand a pretty handsome sum of money, and I'm sure that he'll get it. So, I don't think Luke Fickell's going to be that worked up about it. I think he'll be just fine, and I think he'll be left on as an assistant coach for now, but I think that'll soon fade away. He'll probably take another job at another school as a head coach.
You don't think that if he was not told from the beginning that, hey, Luke, you're only here for one season, and he's thinking he's going to have 3 years to turn this program around, and let's be honest, he's done a decent job with everything that has happened. You don't think that tarnishes the Ohio State Buckeye at all?
Are we talking about tarnishing Ohio State Buckeye's reputation at this point? I don't
well,
think that really matters.
You have a point there. Touche.
So, you know, I here's what I did think. I would be highly, highly shocked if this is to him. I know he's just right now, I just know that what Luke Fickell right now is he's not focused on that whole coaching thing. I know that he's trying to get ready for the next game, head coach of the Buckeyes, and he's going to be there as long as they were there, and he wants to be in that position. But he's also smart enough to know that, hey, better tell him, you know, thanks for the opportunity, and it'll look good in my resume, give me a good reference. I think that's exactly what it is.
All right, Tom, we have to take a quick break here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
It's time to celebrate.
And welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. We'll team back up with the Gary Snyder Show here in just a moment. And what are your thoughts on the Luke Fickell hiring Luke Urban Meyer or keeping Luke Fickell? 917-889-8516. My name is Tom Marquis. This El Presidente. This is the Balance Radio Network. We'll be right back with more of the Gary Snyder Show, 1400 WBHE. And keep in mind, coming up right up here at the top of the hour, we're going to play hour number two, as heard on 1400 WBAT.
Vaseline Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley, Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Yeah.
Mork. Bring his bird a little cheeky boo. Hey, the cheeky boo, a bird egg.
All right, welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. Of course, I was the Swedish Chef from the Muppets. That's right, the Muppets in theaters today, November 23rd. I love the Muppets. Do not get any better than the Muppets. I tell you what, they just give you that warm feeling. Check out that movie. You know what? I'm going to do that. I love the Muppets, and I am going to definitely make an attempt to go see the Muppet movie. It is going to be a good one. The Muppets, they're closer than you think. In the movie theaters, we'll be right back with Gary Snyder on 1400 WBAT in Maryland.
Tom,
winter right here,
is rapidly approaching and time is running out to get that much-needed work done on your home. Got a leaky roof or storm damage? Call Dominion Home Builders now, 317-523-8414. Dominion Home Builders is an honest, top-notch general contractor serving Central, East Central, and North Central Indiana. Call them today, 317-523-8414. That's 317-523-8414. Or you can visit them online at dhbindiana.com. Dominion Home Builders, structurally sound, distinguished by excellence. If you can't remember that, all you really need to do is go to GaryLSnyder.com, which, while you're there, let's just point out what you can do at GaryLSnyder.com. You can check out all of our advertisers. They're just a click away. You can see who's on the show. You can listen to past broadcasts. You can see our talking points, and you can check out all of our sports page, our sports page too, the GSS sports page, some of our archived interviews, see who is part of the Gary Snyder Show team, and advertising rates. We always need advertisers and sponsors. By the way, we have Black Friday specials coming up for sponsorships of the Gary Snyder Show. So stay tuned for that or give us a call at 260-479-7006 if you want more information. All right, Tom. Another big news item today, the Denver Broncos, and I would consider it a surprise move, released Kyle Orton and kept Brady Quinn. I thought for sure that would go the other way there.
I'm actually not surprised at all, and I tell you, there again, I hate to be that guy that says I told you so, but I love doing it so much. It's just such a pleasure that I – it's one of my pleasures in life. I was on the Brady Quinn and Kyle Orton. I totally lost my train of thought. They released Kyle Orton. I was going to say something about Tim Tebow because of the Broncos, but I totally spaced it. But anyway, the Chiefs have him now, which was kind of a surprise to me as far as that goes. To answer your question, Gary, it's not a surprise at all that the Denver released Kyle Orton. Not at all.
And I thought it would go the Brady Quinn route. They couldn't keep three quarterbacks highly paid like that. Tim Tebow, for all the good and bad, he's winning, so they're not going to and very popular, so – they weren't about ready to get rid of him, so that left Kyle Orton or Brady Quinn. I thought Quinn would be the one to go, and it's kind of surprising that the Bears, who may be without Jay Cutler, who was traded to the Bears from the Broncos for Kyle Orton, the Bears did not pick him up today.
No, and actually, and if you follow the Gary Snyder tweets or the Balance tweets, then you saw that I was tweeting and including hash mark Jim Irsay. Hey, Irsay, tweet this. Kyle Orton would look good in a horseshoe helmet. You know, But I don't know. Kansas City got him. You know, hey, you know, and I would much rather see Kansas City with Kyle Orton than the Broncos. And, yeah, you're right. I mean, than the Bears. Well, than the Broncos, too, for that matter. I like Tim Tebow over there at the Broncos. That's what I was going to say is, you know, it makes sense to keep Brady Quinn more than it does Kyle Orton. Kyle Orton, to me, has never been that shining star in the night. He's never been what everybody billed him to be as. I mean, he's a good quarterback. He's just average. And Tim Tebow is a great quarterback. He was a great quarterback in college. He's a great quarterback now. He's just getting an opportunity to show America what I've known all along. So, and then Brady Quinn is very, very consistent. So he's a good number two quarterback. So it just makes logical sense that the next person in line would be Kyle Orton. And now that flipped. He's a good quarterback. Kansas City needs a good quarterback. He has franchise material written all over him for Kansas City. And that's why
With Matt Castle now being out probably for the rest of the year. But didn't the Bears seem like the natural choice for him to go to?
A lot of people were saying that. A lot of the sportscasters and stuff were saying that. I don't think so. I think there would have been a lot of animosity there for Kyle Orton. Like you said, that big shake and bake that was going on with the Bears, and there was a lot of bad tension and stuff there. I think that they're going to be just fine. Obviously, Jay Cutler broke his thumb, and they've got Josh McCown. And let's not forget about who he is. Josh McCown's a very good quarterback and has proven himself well in the league. And there again, Kyle needs to go somewhere where he can be Kyle. He's always been in the shadow of somebody else. Kansas City Chiefs gives him that opportunity. I'm not really surprised at all that the Bears didn't jump at that. I think they liked the attention that they were getting, and it took some of the distraction off of Jay Cutler. But absolutely, I think that Kansas City, I was kind of hoping, and I was half-assed joking with my tweets today, and including Jim Irsay and that. But, hey, he would be a good guy to have. But as we know, as we think that we're focused on, as the stars are starting to line up, the Indianapolis Colts are shooting for one goal and one goal only, and that's Andrew Luck. And here's kind of what I think is going
to
happen.
Tom, I really need you to save those thoughts. We need to wrap things up here real quick in about 10 seconds. Where can people find your work?
www.thebalanceonline.com. Or on Facebook, The Balance, or Twitter, T Balance, and The Balance Radio Network. Stay right here. We're getting ready to run hour number two, as heard on 1400 WBAT, right here.
All
on
right,
the
everybody,
Radio.
Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll see you Friday with the Best Of Show here on The Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
All right. Yeah, I know I do get a little long-winded at times, but that's where the balance started at, guys. You know, you guys are on my corner here. You know, we were sports guys a long time before we became part of the Gary Snyder Show. So sometimes you just unleash the inner beast within me. I'm a sports guy. That's right. Like to talk sports. Hey, welcome to the Balance Radio Network. Hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show, as heard on 1400 WBAT, is coming your way right after this break. It is. Absolutely, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Obviously, there's a lot of Thanksgiving plans and travel. So if you're traveling, be safe. If you're listening to us on your phone or your laptop or on the radio there, just be safe. You're listening to the Balance Radio Network. We'll be right back with hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show, as heard on 1400 WBAT in Marion.
This is Don Rumsfeld, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
steal, trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of the brotherhood of man, or whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed, just you getting all that what's in my head. And I am feeling a little bit.
We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show, a pre-Thanksgiving Day edition of the Gary Snyder Show, I might add. So if you are ready to eat some turkey, I know I am. All right, before we get to our next guest, Barry Bunker Chevrolet. They are your hometown Chevy and used car dealer. Whether you're looking for that new Chevy or that perfect used vehicle, whether you're looking... Whether you're looking for that new Chevy or that perfect used vehicle, Barry Bunker Chevrolet has the car truck you're looking for at the price no one will beat. I think I'd be a professional about it by now. And when I say no one, what do I really mean? That's right, no one. With their amazing inventory and deals to move that inventory, Barry Bunker Chevrolet is your one-stop shop for Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area for that new Chevy or used vehicle. Now let's talk service. Keeping your GM vehicle running at its best shouldn't be complicated, and most of all, there shouldn't be any guesswork involved. Let Barry Bunker Chevrolet certified service technicians make maintenance simple for you. They are the one-stop shop for all of your maintenance and service needs. So here's what you need to do. Call 866-466-1956. Ask for Barry. You know, he's always there. Visit BarryBunker.com or just head on over to the dealership at 1307 North Wabash Avenue in Marion and experience the Barry Bunker Chevrolet difference. And of course, I should not have to say this because you all know it, but here it goes anyway. The name that is on the door is always on the showroom floor, Barry Bunker Chevrolet. All right, we are now joined by State Senator Jim Banks, good friend of mine, good friend of the show. Welcome, Jim.
Hey, Gary, it's great to be with you. It sounds like you have a lot of politics today.
We do. We had we had Brian Howie on yesterday, which he's always, you know, he doesn't necessarily give you the right or left propaganda, if you will, that you get a lot of times from political pundits. Abdul on just before you, Pete Seed after you, and then we actually have a Democrat coming on at 5 o'clock, Kip Two out of Indianapolis. Just a full day of politics just to go with your turkey.
Well, it sounds like fun to me. It's hard for me to compete with that lineup, especially Kip Two. Little known fact, he and I were in the same fraternity at Indiana University, so though we are on opposite ends, and by opposite ends I mean very opposite ends of the political spectrum, we do have one thing in common, and that's our fraternity at Indiana University.
What fraternity was that?
We both belong to a fraternity there called Delta Chi.
Ah, I was a Sig Up at Ball State.
Okay, sorry to hear that.
All right, yesterday was organizational day. How'd it go?
Well, we talked last week, Gary, about organization day being largely the ceremonial beginning of a new session, in this case being the beginning of the session that will start officially when we come back the first Wednesday of the month in January. I'm not quite sure what that date would be, but the first Wednesday of the month we'll go back to work. At the State House yesterday was kind of the ceremonial beginning of that. Now we'll start introducing our bills and getting stuff prepared and ready for the session to begin and just a short 5 weeks away. Yesterday was interesting because, of course, the announcement, we talked about this a little bit last week, but the announcement came on Monday of this week that Right to Work will be introduced and supported by the leadership of both of the leadership caucuses in the House and the Senate. It will be the dominant issue of the session, which was proven yesterday by the union protest that took over the hallways of what otherwise would be a quiet day for an organization day. The unions were there in full force to make their voices heard that they are against the so-called right-to-work law. And it made for what otherwise would have been a bit of a boring day, made it a little bit more interesting. But all in all, it was just a quick opening of the session, and it didn't take us long in the Senate chamber. We weren't there for more than 35, 40 minutes or so before we ended and left for home.
Well, let me ask you this, because you bring up a very interesting word, a ceremonial opening of the session, and you bring up right to work, because talking with Brian Howie of HowiePolitics.com and Abdul from IndyPolitics.org, one of the contentious things is going to be right to work, and there's talk, probably more than just talk right now, that the Democrats may not even show up in January to even open the session and have a quorum available so the session can even be open.
You know, I find it hard to believe. The Democrats spent so much political capital earlier this last year in the past legislative session and the five-week walkout to Illinois. I think a lot of them, we talked a little bit about this before, I think a lot of them learned their lesson. They had to go back to their districts after the session was over. They heard from folks in their district, their constituents, that they weren't happy about the walkout. I find it hard to believe that they'll do that. In fact, a very powerful and well-known Democrat state representative from Fort Wayne recently told a town hall meeting in Fort Wayne that under no means would he walk out again in the next session. So I think it'll be hard for them to do that. Although, you know, as we again saw yesterday, the unions are the base of the Democrat Party. So there is a bit of pandering involved, and if they can walk out and blow up the plans to pass the right-to-work law, then they would be. That's what their base wants them to do. So politically, it'll be an interesting aspect of the session to see if they actually show up. There was a provision within the budget bill that passed in this past session that significantly strengthens the penalty for a walkout with a $1,000 a day fine, which is substantially more than the fine that was levied for the walkout this past year, and we'll see. It's hard to predict, but I think it'd be very hard for the Democrats to walk out again.
And it should be interesting because, you know, Abdul, in his interview with Pat Bauer, quoted him as saying, we'll do by all means necessary to stop the right-to-work legislation. And, you know, many of them are, and even Abdul and Brian Howie pointed this out, they can't really be fined if the session never opens.
Perhaps. But, you know, I'm still new to all this, so everything is a surprise to me. Brian Howie and even Abdul are seasoned veterans in the legislative process. To say that anyone has seen it all would be a mistake. But, you know, again, I perhaps I'm too much of an optimist here. I was elected by 150,000, a district to represent 150,000 people, and a number of them that voted for me, they expect me to show up at the legislature and debate the issues, which means we'll win some and we'll lose some and go back home. So I suppose that's what I expect the Democrats will do as well when we go back into session.
Well, let's talk about right to work. It's been, I guess, set up as a top priority for the Republicans. You have your district here in Marion that has a 10.1% unemployment rate. Huntington coming in at just under the national average of 9, coming in at 8.9. How does right to work help Marion and Huntington? How does it help get jobs, bring jobs to this area? And, you know, how does it help get that unemployment rate down?
That's a good question, Gary, and I'm often one who says, and sometimes it's frustrating for my constituents to hear me say it, that I'm one, and maybe I'm one of a few, that believes that it's not the job of politicians or government to create jobs. That must be left to the private sector. what has gotten us to this point that we are today is that government has intervened too much with politicians who want to take credit for creating jobs and getting the economy back on the right track. However, I believe it is the job of the legislature, of elected officials, to foster an environment where business can prosper and grow, and we do that by protecting the free market, by getting government out of the way, although, and that's exactly what I see a right-to-work law as doing, and fostering an economic environment where businesses will be allowed to create more jobs by not being straddled with the barriers that the union environment creates. But at the end of the day, the right-to-work issue is much more than that. It's about forced unionization. It's about being forced to belong to a union. And the right-to-work laws we talked about last week would create a dynamic that exists in 22 other states in the country where you can't be forced to join a union just merely by showing up to work at wherever it might be that you go to work. And if we pass this law, businesses who have otherwise passed on opening plants or companies in the state, in our great state, will take a second look. And we've seen a number of examples of very high profile companies who have looked at opening up organizations in Indiana who've said that they want to go somewhere with a right to work law, so they go to one of the southern states instead, like Harley-Davidson, which was a very high-profile example of a company that sniffed at Indiana. They liked what they saw in Indiana, but at the end of the day, the right-to-work issue was the deal-breaker.
Hey, Jim, can you hold through a quick break?
You bet.
You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Hello? Oh, Mom. Mom. Turn the TV down.
Hold on, I gotta turn the TV down.
How's Grandma? I don't know. I can't get past hello.
Well, maybe it's time your loved ones say hello to the new CapTel Caption phone. The CapTel Caption phone from Relay Indiana allows you to speak into the phone and have your words appear on a bright, easy-to-read screen. Go to RelayIndiana.com to learn more. That's RelayIndiana.com. Getting past hello has never been easier.
This season, when you think about holiday giving, think about opening a College Choice 529 savings plan for a loved one. You'll be giving the gift of education, a gift that changes lives. Plus, when you open or contribute to a College Choice 529 plan, you may receive a 20% state income tax credit on the amount of your contribution, up to a $1,000 credit. And that is smart year-end tax planning. Find out more about the 529 College Choice savings plan and the tax credit you may receive by contributing at...
Every day, there are thousands of news types out there spouting off just to hear themselves talk. Or should I call them news hypes? Avoid the talk show drama queen by listening to Good Morning Grant County and The Gary Snyder Show weekdays on WBAT. Our focus is others, the people we interview, and you, with your highly valued opinion. The Gary Snyder Show, 3 to 6 p.m. and Good Morning Grant County, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 1400 WBAT. We keep you informed.
Please stay tuned for a special announcement.
Attention all men!
Does your wife want you to wake up at 2 a.m. to wait in line on Black Friday so she can spend your hard-earned money?
Tell her you're sleeping in because you're going to Schaefer's Indiana Turf for great deals on power equipment. Mention this radio ad for in-store rebates on Aaron snow blowers and push mowers to Gravely Zero Turns with 0% financing available. Schaefer's will be open on Black Friday from 8:30 to 4:30 with free Mike's coffee and donuts. Schaefer's will also be open on Saturday from 8:30 to 1:30 and Monday from 7:30 to 5:30. Schaefer's is also a full parts and servicing dealer, so give us a call to schedule your winter service. Get to Schaefer's now for in-store rebates on Aaron snow blowers and push mowers to Gravely Zero Turns with 0% financing. Available when you mention this radio ad. Schaefer's Indiana Turf on Washington Center Road, just a half mile west of US 33. They're also on the web at indianaturf.com. Family owned since 1929. Remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help.
Huntington's favorite radio personality, Gary Snyder, is here on 1400 WBAT Marion.
Cincinnati WKRP.
What exactly did you have in mind, Mr. Carlson?
What do you suppose he's up to?
And I think I hear something now.
A helicopter.
Something just came out of the box.
Perhaps a skydiver.
No parachutes yet.
Oh, my God, they're turkeys.
Turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Lad.
I thought it would work.
It's pretty strange after that. I really don't know how to describe it. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Job down, down in the rain, 9:30 on a Tuesday, just to check out the late night record shop. Call it imposing, call it composing, call it insane. When I'm through that, I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, a matter of conditioning, and a matter of fun. You can go and find love. Ring a bell and I'll celebrate. How'd you like that?
And we're back on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with State Senator Jim Banks, who is your state senator if you live in Marion or Huntington, or even up all the way in Whitley County. All right, Jim, one of the other interesting aspects of Organization Day, one of the things that's being brought up is the fact that while we say that the jobs are important right now, and one of the most important items on the agenda, a sales tax for online businesses is also seems to be rearing its ugly head. And you know, what are the odds of that coming to fruition?
Well, it's been a hot issue. I'm glad you brought that up. It's an issue I've taken somewhat of an interest in as an opponent, frankly, of the issue. At the end of the day, this is a substantial tax hike. There's some debate about how substantial it would be. You hear buzzwords from politicians who are saying things like the state's losing a lot of money. Anytime you hear a politician say the state or the government is losing money, that means that they want to tax you more in this case.
Yeah, I was going to say, aren't we losing money because we have a 6.2% income tax instead of a 10% income tax?
Yeah, that's another way. That's another good way to put it. But you know, this is an interesting issue that crosses party lines. You have groups like the Chambers of Commerce who support this online sales tax, and not entirely for the wrong reasons. I mean, their argument is that it's not a fair playing field for the bricks and mortar companies, the businesses that are in our hometowns, but you know, you got to look at it from the perspective of the modern economy as well. And the modern economy is conducted in many ways over the internet and using 21st century practices of you know, merchant type businesses that occur over the internet. So there's some talk that, and I've heard figures thrown around, and there was a statistics or a study that was released yesterday by the Indiana Fiscal Policy Institute, which is a think tank in Indianapolis, that said the figures are much lower than what some politicians have thrown around, that the state could, you know, conceivably raise another $100 million or so, where some politicians have said that that's upwards of $500 million or even more a year. So this is an interesting issue because there is some debate that the federal issue, that the federal government needs to intervene and streamline the sales tax process. As a constitutional conservative, I question whether that's the proper role of the federal government versus the state government. So there are a lot more, it's a very complicated issue. There are a lot more issues that are buried within this larger umbrella issue of internet sales tax. And you know, I was in a small minority of Republicans that voted against a bill last year that called on Congress to streamline sales tax, that was authored by a fellow Republican who leads a national organization that advocates for this issue. And at the end of the day, I don't know what will be proposed during the legislative session. I don't know what it will look like, but I do expect it to be debated in some form or another.
Well, I got a quick question for you here. What are you working on? What will you be focusing on when it comes to presenting bills to the Senate this January?
Last year, I introduced a record 23 or so bills as a freshman, and I was able to pass one of them with my name on it, and a half a dozen or so more that were wrapped into other bills that were issues that I worked on and worked with our team at the State House to write. All in all, the session was a learning session for me. Last year was the long session. This next year is the short session. Whereas last year I didn't have a cap on the number of bills that I could introduce, this next year I will have a cap of only being able to introduce 10 issues. And I'm still trying to figure out what those 10 issues are going to be. I've probably got 20 issues that on my plate that I want to work on, and I got to narrow that down or find someone else to pick up some of the other issues. I've introduced my bill that I introduced last year to eliminate Indiana's inheritance income tax, a tax that I think is counterproductive for the state. I think we actually lose revenue from the wealth that leaves our state because of this predatory tax. I'm going to introduce a bill that I introduced last year that I've strengthened that would create a real loser pays legal environment in Indiana. It's a complicated issue that we'll get into maybe on another date on this show. I'm working on a number of issues that would, we did a lot. I sit on the Senate Education Committee. We did a lot of work on K through 12 public education reform, but an issue that I think has largely gone untouched that I have a passion for is reforming our public universities. And I intend to maybe take a bite at the apple that will grow from there in this next session to reform issues at the universities, everything from digging into some issues that I've worked on over the summer on grade inflation in our colleges. It's not unique to Indiana public colleges. It's probably something that's more broadly seen in all of education, K through 12 and higher education. So that's an issue I want to dig into a little bit. I've taken an interest in as far as education issues go, and looking at the amount of money that Indiana spends on administration and bureaucracy in our schools, it's much more substantial than what it should be as compared to what's spent on instruction and in the classroom expenditures. In fact, in the governor's State of the State speech last year, he said that 59 cents of every dollar goes toward instruction and in the classroom versus a significant 41% that goes toward administration and bureaucracy. That's a trend that puts us among the worst of states in the country.
Well, hey, Jim, I hate to interrupt here, but we got to wrap things up here, and maybe we can continue this conversation next Wednesday. Where can people get in touch with you if they want to talk between now and next Wednesday?
I'm not hard to find on the Internet. You can Google me and find my website, Jim Bank, www.jimbanks.us, Facebook, Twitter, or go to the State House website. I always look forward to talking to your listeners about issues at the State House. Thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot, Jim, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Goodbye.
All right. Jim Banks here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
1400 WBAT. It's the Stanley Steamer Care and Share Stuffed Animal Drive, making Christmas special for the kids of Grant County.
Cleaning your garage out and you need a dumpster? Call Central Waste, 674-3309. When you call us, a real us will answer. 674-3309. Call Central Waste. You got the they have the dumpster.
Dick Doyle at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance wants you to be covered. Get final expense coverage with guaranteed death benefit to age 121. Guaranteed cash value for those times in life when you may need extra cash. or Simplified Advantage Whole Life. Simplified underwriting, only 4 health questions based on non-tobacco use. Call Dick Doyle at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance today at 668-8851 or visit him at 1102 West 26th Street in Marion.
It's time to celebrate the things you're thankful for, and the Ice House is thankful for you. Come out this Wednesday and enjoy seeing old friends with karaoke starting at 9. And for those who don't want to cook on Thursday, let the Ice House do it for you with a traditional Thanksgiving buffet from 11 to 3 for just $9.99. Come out and enjoy the holiday Wednesday karaoke at 9 and Thanksgiving Day buffet from 11 to 3. Only in America and only at the Ice House.
Don't miss out, America. It's only at the Ice House.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have trouble skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. And right now, we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, plus receive 2 extras free when you call now. This is our best radio offer. To get your risk-free trial of Proactiv with 2 free extras, go to getproactiv.com or call 1-800-701-6178. That's 1-800-701-6178.
Bringing local news to Fairmount, Upland, and all of Grant County, we are 1400 WBAT.
Hello again, everyone. I'm Ed Thurman with WBAT News. The generosity of Grant County residents will make it possible for many children to be able to have a Christmas this year. The Gifts for Kids programs through the Grant County Sheriff's Chaplaincy Program provides gifts and needs for local kids whose parents are incarcerated in jail. The program raised more than $17,000 during a fundraising campaign last weekend. That was about $2,000 more than last year. Sheriff Darrell Heinlich said the generosity of the community is overwhelming.
It makes it all worthwhile staying out there in the rain Saturday and the cold, and I appreciate and can't say enough about this community. There's a lot of good people and a lot of good things happening in this community. We just don't see it every day.
Heinlich said more than 250 children will receive gifts and a Christmas party through the program. The sheriff said each child will receive 1 to 2 clothing items, plus each child will receive a toy of some sort. The children will receive their gifts during a party at Grace Community Church in Marion on December the 16th. A long battle between the Huntington County School Board and the Huntington Teachers Association is finally over. At a special meeting last night, the Huntington County School Board approved a contract for the 2011-2012 school year with the Huntington teachers. As a result of the new agreement, both sides have agreed to drop pending legal action that each side was preparing against the other. Huntington County teachers had been working without a contract since the end of last school year. A Marion man was treated for a hand injury after accidentally shooting himself late Monday night. 48-year-old Robert Williams told police he was cleaning a small caliber handgun at his home when it went off, striking him in the hand. He was treated for the gunshot wound to the hand at Marion General Hospital. And Ball State University police are looking into a firebombing and vandalism incident at the Sigma Chi fraternity house. Members were awakened by the sound of smashing glass and a small fire. No one was injured. I'm Ed Thurman. The 1400 WBAT forecast, clear and cool tonight with fog developing, maybe some frost, a low of 32. On Thursday, for Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny, a high of 55. Thursday night, clear and cool, low 40. Friday, mostly sunny, windy and mild with a high of 60. We're your connection for news, sports and information. 1400 WBAT.
Work out anytime you want, 24/7 at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion. We offer the very best cardio equipment with satellite TV on each piece, over 10,000 pounds of free weights, and group fitness, including Zumba. Sign up now and get an extra free month with your new membership. Work out for less than $1 a day, plus have free access to all Anytime Fitness locations anywhere in the country. Stop in for a free 7-day pass only at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion.
Fred Thompson, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Addie WKRP.
What exactly did you have in mind, Mr. Carlson?
What do you suppose he's up to?
And I think I hear something now.
A helicopter?
Something just came out of the mountain.
Perhaps a skydiver.
No parachutes yet.
Oh, my God, there's turkeys!
Turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
Thanks for that on-the-spot report, lad.
I thought it would work.
It's pretty strange after that. I really don't know how to describe it.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
at the darkness upon me that's flooded in light. In the fine print that tell me what's wrong and what's right. And it comes in black and it comes in white, and I'm frightened by those who don't see it. Where nothing is owed, deserved, or expected. And your life doesn't change by the man that's elected. If you're loved by someone, you'll never reject.
We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WPAT. You know, even 25 years later, that is still funny. I mean, it really is. All right, you heard the Anytime Fitness ad. Keep in mind, four things. I know that's a lot when you have your mind on turkey, but just pay attention here for a second. Anytime Fitness, Marion, they're located next to Marsh North. Memberships start at less than $1 a day. Number two, Anytime Fitness, Marion. You mentioned my name, this show, or anybody associated with the show, and it doesn't even have to be in a good way. They will give you 2 free months on top of your one-year membership. Anytime Fitness Marion, you can use that membership at any Anytime Fitness across the U.S. And finally, Anytime Fitness Marion, you can work out 24/7. That's 24/7. Work out on your schedule instead of the gym schedule. All right, one of our callers is running a little late, but that is fine. Hopefully he'll give us a call. Freightco, they are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. That's right. Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM, plus that's in addition to, for all you St. Louis Cardinal fans out there, Tom, a competitive FSE, and that's on all dispatches. Now, I don't know what a CPM and FSC are, but my guess is, if you're an owner-operator, you do, and it's probably pretty darn important. Freightco drivers average 2,500-plus miles a week, and they are home on the weekends. Freightco offers consistent lanes, with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, give Ray a call, 866-397-2581, or you can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight moving company. All right, at this time, we're waiting on one caller, but we have our co-host on the show, who's here every day at from 4:30 to 6, Tom Marquis, welcome.
Welcome. It's good to be here on day, officially my Friday. Let the long weekend begin.
Well, yeah, I have to work on Friday, but I'm gonna mail it in on Friday and just do a best of show. So basically, I'll sit here, say a few words, and play kind of like a greatest hits album on Friday.
Well, there's a lot of great hits on the Gary L. Snyder Show, that's for sure.
You still got that wrong. Gary Snyder Show at GaryLSnyder.com. You know, sometimes I think you do that on purpose.
Well, you know, I just don't want you to remember what the L really stands for.
Oh, I am not telling what the L stands for. And you'll have to find out on your own. All right. Now, Tom, I was while we're waiting on Pete Seat to give us a call, and hopefully he does here real soon. But, you know, one thing I noticed last night, I stopped by Walmart. And as I was walking through Walmart, I found that an inordinate number of people were wearing their pajamas in Walmart. More than usual, and usually you don't see them till after 10 p.m. So my question is, does Christmas bring out the pajama wares to Walmart earlier? And number two, is there any appropriate time to wear pajamas into Walmart?
Well, I think really any type of clothing is absolutely appropriate for Walmart. So, I don't go to Walmart. I avoid it at all possible costs. And if there's anything that has to go to Walmart, there's Walmart.com. I refuse to go to Walmart, so I don't have a good excuse. Maybe they're running some sort of smiley face special going on. But, I will not darken the doors of Walmart at any time, for any reason, for anything.
Why is that? Just because you're afraid of the people of Walmart, or does it have to do with something ideological?
Well, probably a lot of things, a lot of reasons, but mostly it's the element that that hide out there. I'm scared. I'm scared of Walmart. I'll admit it. I'm afraid of Walmart. The screaming babies, the people that just stare at you, the long lines, the ridiculously cheap prices.
I will have to admit, I walk in Walmart, and I do get people staring at me. But I do not, and it makes me wonder, are they staring at me just because they're weird? Do I have my zipper open? Or is it one of the Hate Gary crowd?
Well, I think with Walmart particularly, I think they just they look at you because you look normal. Well, not you, Gary, but No, I'm just kidding. I know a lot of people shop at Walmart. My wife shops at Walmart. I'm just kidding. It's really more than anything. It's just a crazy madhouse, and I would rather hang out with crazy mad people down at a Colts game or something.
So it's just not me when I see people staring at me, because I get a lot of stares, not only in Walmart, but walking through my kindergarten graduation, my son's kindergarten graduation stares. Now, obviously, those were the Hate Gary people, because she called me an hole, but a little old lady. But that was one of the Hate Gary crowd. But I do get a lot of people staring at me, and it makes me kind of nervous.
Well, I totally understand, and it could be the billboard. It could be the coffee mug. It could be that wanted poster out at the post office. Do they still put those out in post office?
Yeah. Those are online now, and it's down.
I don't even go to the post office anymore.
You don't go to the post, so you're the problem that the post office is going bankrupt.
No, I just could do everything online. I don't mail anything anymore. So I pay for internet service. That's my postage.
All right, Tom. It's time for a break, so we'll be back here in a few.
Okay.
You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Did you know that pancreatic cancer is the fourth leading cause of cancer-related death? A mere 6% of those diagnosed will survive more than 5 years. However, Global Cure is working to reverse the trend and find a cure for pancreatic cancer in our lifetime. Through cutting-edge clinical trials, a dedicated team is getting closer to the cure, but they need your help in raising awareness and funding. Visit mattressfirm.com/charity to find out how you can help.
Hello, Marion sports fans. This is Giants basketball coach Billy Shepherd. We are so excited about the upcoming basketball season. Opening night is Wednesday, November 23rd, and I want to encourage all of you to purchase your season tickets at Marion High School. Great prices, lower level reserve seats, $55 for adults and $45 for students. We have 13 home games, and our young team will be looking for that home court advantage that you, the Marion fans, have provided in years past. Be a Giant and support the new era of Marion Giants basketball.
Here is important news for people covered by Medicare from the Indiana Department of Insurance. As many of you know, Medicare can be quite confusing, especially with all the recent changes, like the new open enrollment periods going on now and ending on December 7th.
You have a lot of choices to choose from for your Medicare prescription and health coverage. It's easy to become overwhelmed, and that's why Indiana offers you convenient resources to better understand your Medicare options. If you have questions, you can talk to a live Indiana State Health Insurance Assistance Program counselor by calling 800-452-4800 or set up an appointment to meet one of our SHIP counselors at over 100 locations throughout Indiana. Open enrollment is different this year and runs from October 15th through December 7th. And remember, this is your only chance to change your drug and health coverage for 2012. Whether you're dealing with Medicare or you're a caregiver for someone with Medicare, we're here to help.
You can call it Trading Post. You can call it Tell and Sell. You can even call it Tradio. Most of all, you can call it Weekday Mornings on 1400 WBAT. Actually, we call it the Swap Shop. It's your free way to sell, buy, trade, and give away items, as well as promote rummage, yard, and garage sales. The Swap Shop is sponsored by Home Healthcare Associates. Call 662-1400 or email, fax, mail, or drop off your information for the Swap Shop on 1400 WBAT.
This is Lou Holtz, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show, and I have no reason why.
Back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Now, tomorrow, no shows. No Good Morning Grant County, no Gary Snyder Show. Of course, Good Morning Grant County will be back Friday morning at O-Dark 30. Way too early for me, but Tim loves it. Good Morning Grant County with Tim George on the air with the mayor, Wayne Siepel, at 6:10. And at 8:10, Tammy Pearson, College Success Coalition. So make sure you want to wake up at 5:30 to listen. Wow, that's asking a lot, Tim. Great show, though. You don't want to miss it. All right, winter is rapidly approaching, and time is running out to get that much-needed work done on your home. That's right. You can listen to him while you're standing in line at Black Friday events. Perfect time to listen to Good Morning Grant County. Where was I? Winter is rapidly approaching. Time is running out to get that much-needed work done on your home. Got a leaky roof or storm damage? Call Dominion Home Builders now at 317-523-8414. Dominion Home Builders is an honest, top-notch general contractor serving Central, East Central, and North Central Indiana. Call them today, 317-523-8414. 8414, that's 317-523-8414, or you can visit them online at dhbindiana.com. Dominion Home Builders, structurally sound, distinguished by excellence. Okay, we're joined here by Tom Marquis, co-host of the show from 4:30 to 6. All right, Tom, did you get an opportunity to see the presidential debate last night?
You know, I skipped out on it last night.
Well, as you know, we've had our flavor of the week, anybody but Mitt Romney. And, you know, the different candidates have taken their turn. It was Michelle Bachmann, and then it was Rick Perry, and then, oh, who was next? Herman Cain. And then now it's Newt Gingrich. And it seems to me that when one of these, I call it the whack-a-mole presidential contest. When one of these heads popped up, they'll either do something to get whacked back down, or the media will dig something up to whack him back down. Last night, Newt Gingrich up on stage is being called a top-tier candidate now, a front runner in some circles. And he gets a question on immigration. And if he's betting on the Tea Party support, he lost it after the answer last night when he said, and I'm not quoting here, but close enough, I'm paraphrasing, you know, if you want to talk about family values, if the Republican Party wants to be the party of family values, how do you take a family that has been here for 15, 20, 25 years, and the only thing they have ever done wrong is come into this country illegally, how do you break up that family and deport them? And while I tend to agree with him, my guess is you saw that Tea Party needle of support go from full all the way to empty in a heartbeat.
Well, absolutely right. And, you know, I'm going to know that I'm going to make a lot of Tea Party people mad. But that's okay. I'll make everybody mad at some point in my life. I am sick and tired of the Tea Party thinking they run the election. They don't run the election. The media doesn't run the election. And you don't need the Tea Party to get elected. Now, here's the thing. I agree with the Tea Party. I think that they're becoming very, very organized. And I certainly think that they have a good thing going. But at the same time, if you're an illegal alien and you come to the United States illegally and you have a child, one, your first irresponsible thing that you ever did was come to the United States illegally. Two, the second irresponsible thing that you did was have a child knowing the laws. So here's my thing. If you come in the country illegally, you're not supposed to be here. You need to get sent back. If you have kids here, well, it's just one more problem the government has. And it's not like we're not taking care of full-blooded American kids anyway.
Well, see, I would disagree with you. I think that if you're not going to deport 12 million people, Tom, you're just not going to do it. And if you have families that have been here for a generation or two, and they came here illegally and are still illegal, how do you just deport all of them?
Because it's the law. Let me ask you this. If your father had kids, and before he got married and had kids, he committed some atrocious crime against society, became a perfectly model citizen after that, got married, had kids, lived a model life, you know, voted and did everything that he was supposed to do as an American. That crime now comes out. He is now convicted of that crime. Does he get to stay with his family? No, because he committed a crime against society.
But you're talking, you're not talking some heinous crime. You're talking about someone who came here probably many years ago and made alive, have been upstanding citizens since, and now all because we want to deport all the illegals now. We're going to take mom and dad, deport them, and deport, let's say the kid was born here, a U.S. citizen with them, or let's say the kid wasn't born here and has done nothing wrong except been dragged across the border by their parents, has gone to high school and graduated, been an upstanding citizen, and there are many examples out there. You're going to send them back. You're going to round up all 12 million and send them back.
Well, no, there's no possible way to do that. But the point that I'm trying to make is quite simply this, that if you take the chances and the risk to do what you've done, yes, and then I totally see their side of it. They're trying to get a better life. We have a lot more to offer them. You know, I get that, and I understand that. But that's why there are legal channels set up for them to come into the country. This illegal migration into the United States, not just from Mexico, from all over the world. I understand we're a melting pot. You know, you go all the way back to Ellis Island. There was legal ways in which to come into the country. They had to go through Ellis Island. That was the legal way. That was the way of the time. There's a legal way. You get your work visa, you come here, you get a job. You then stay and you do what is required by the United States law to become a citizen. Then you have kids. Why is that any different than a young college kid who goes to college and is responsible, saves money, gets married, has kids at a responsible time? Why is that any different? What are we talking about, 8 years? From the time a kid should be responsible enough to get out of school, finish his education, get a good job, meet a good spouse, and have children at that time, 8 to 10 years. How long does it take an illegal alien to apply for a visa, get accepted, get here, get a job, and become a citizen? Probably about that long. I'm just saying, if you take that, if I go out and I drink tonight, and I drive home, and I get pulled over, I'm taking that risk of getting taken away from my family because I broke the law. And that's what we're talking about here. Not the fact that you have to send back 12 million people, although I wouldn't be opposed to that either if there was a way to do it. But what I'm trying to say is, it's a law. It's broken, and when that law was found out, you knew you were breaking that law when you broke that law. You knew you were breaking that law when you had kids. It's your fault as a parent for breaking that law. Just like if I had young kids here and I did something illegal to get thrown in jail, it's my fault as a parent, not the United States government's fault, because I decided to go out and do something illegal.
All right. I have to interrupt, Tom. We're running out of time here, but my guess is your position on this would not upset the Tea Party in one bit. All right. Want to thank Tom for joining us, Jim Banks, that hour, and we missed Pete C. We'll get back in touch with him soon, find out where the hell he was. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.